Emotions are running high in this year's annual observance of the International Hoods Day. Participants have gathered from all around the Washington, D.C. metro area to attend this rally that is also being hosted in several cities across the country.
The last Friday of Ramadan has been designated as the Day of Quds. And so for the last 20 plus years, we have all been congregating here for the last Friday in Ramadan. And as you know, all of us are fasting in the heat and to show our solidarity with Occupy Palestine, with the Palestinians and their plight.
The observance of Al-Quds in the U.S. started in 1979. This year's Al-Quds observance has a stronger emotional undertone than in other years. That's because people here say the ongoing violence in Gaza has their minds over there. Although many here say they feel a solidarity with Gazans, they also say they feel a lot of sadness and anger. The death toll in Gaza is rising every day. Many people here are expressing their anger and frustration over Israel's bombardment of Gaza's civilian population.
I can have to call it like I see it, spade for spade. They murder us. As simple as that. They murder us. They're killing women and kids because right now Hamas is prepared to deal with them.
Others called on the Obama administration to take more responsibility in stopping the incessant killings of men, women, and children not involved in the war. This week, Israelis are suspected of shelling a United Nations-run school in Gaza.
People in Israel are actually bombing the Gaza like it's nothing. People are innocent and children are died off of Israel. And we're here to support, make sure that, you know, we have justice and we want it now.
Even the poetry and speeches that usually take on a more relaxed tone have more of an urgency because of the travesties in the Middle East. What would you like to see happen in Gaza?
Freedom. Simple, plain and simple. Freedom. Everyone has the right to live. Everyone has the right to liberty.
Although many people came here in Washington, D.C. to discuss a better way forward for Palestinians, many here had their hearts and minds in Gaza. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.